Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. The next edition of the Council Connections newsletter will be arriving in mailboxes in the coming weeks, so keep an eye out for the latest news, health information and updates on TRC services and facilities. Now, this edition will also have a waste management voucher, which allows one free entry to the Bedford Street facility. A special meeting of council will be held at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, March 8. And this is for the purpose of considering the draft of the Toowoomba Regional Planning Scheme. The committee of the council meeting on Tuesday, March 8 will commence at the conclusion of the special meeting. The committee of the council meeting on Tuesday, March 9 will commence at 9 a.m. And the next ordinary meeting of council will be at 9 a.m. Tuesday, March 15. And that's at the Greenmount Service Centre. So for more information there, please phone 4688 6356. The Toowoomba Regional Community Information Directory is a free online listing facility for everything from hobbies to health, education to environment. To register your organisation, go to Council's website and follow the link on the right-hand side. Council proposes to amend the Jondarian Planning Scheme to update the planning provisions for the Charlton Wellcamp Enterprise Area. Now, Council is inviting the public to an information session where an overview of the contents of the amendment will be presented. The session is on Wednesday, March the 2nd from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Moat House, Gate 2, Toowoomba Royal Showgrounds, and that's at Glenvale Road, Toowoomba. For more information, please contact Ian McHugh on 4688 6906. It never hurts to have a reminder about recycling, so eliminate waste contamination by placing correct materials in your recycling compartment or yellow recycling bin. Paper, cardboard, steel and aluminium cans, glass bottles and plastic marked with the recycling symbol can be recycled. Items for the general waste bin include plastic bags, crockery, nappies, kitty litter, kitchen scraps, clothing, Pyrex and ovenware. Now here's some welcome news for our fishing fraternity. Coobie Dam's Loveday Cove has now reopened. However, Coobie's dam wall area and the region's other major dams, Perseverance and Crestbrook, remain closed to the public until further notice following January's heavy rain and flooding. Council has been working to fix facilities and roads before the public is able to return to the popular recreation areas. Now Loveday Cove's summer opening hours are 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and for further information please call 4688 6542. Applications are being sought for the Event Support Grant Program, which closes on March 14. This council initiative aims to support groups planning major regional and community events, and further information about the program and application forms can be obtained from the Economic Development, Tourism and Events Branch, and you can call them on 4688 6966. Walking trails throughout the escarpment parks have been closed since the storm event on January 10. Many of these trails have been affected either by erosion or land slippage, with many gullies washed out and trails either having slipped or being covered in debris from slippages above the trail. Council has commenced inspection of these trails and will then be in a position to plan reinstatement and rerouting works or permanent track closures depending on site-specific conditions. With our dams at 100% and permanent conservation measures now in place, some common questions we receive at Council are when can residents water gardens and lawns? And the answer to that is any day except Monday, and that's before 10 a.m. and after 4 p.m. And by that you can use a bucket, a handheld hose, or water-efficient sprinklers or systems. Another question is, can residents use the hose to clean? The answer to that is yes, and that's any day, any time for cars, buildings, windows and outdoor entertainment areas, but no for other paved areas and for cement driveways, unless there is a hygiene or safety hazard. A new fridge magnet is coming soon to your mailbox with a complete listing of all the permitted watering options, so keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, when it comes to emergencies around the region, in a life-threatening situation, please call 000, but for matters such as burst water mains, blocked sewers, or dog attacks after hours, please contact Council's free emergency number on 1800 626 198. If you need any more information, please go to our website, www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.